Okay, fellas, let's start at the beginning.
Let me start at the beginning.
Start at the beginning.
Let's start at the beginning.
Start at the beginning.
Let's start at the beginning.
All right, gather around, troops. Everybody, are we ready?
Here we are. All ready for you.
Then let's get to work, all right?
Yeah! Come on!
Mixed Mornings with John and Justin.
Starts now.
Mix 105.1.
Monday morning, we are back at it. Good morning, guys.
How hey, good morning.
Hello
morning.
There. Let's do this. There we go. 6:08, a high today of 53. It is cold.
Yeah.
It is, like, really cold. 29 degrees, I think, when I was driving in this morning.
Me too, and I was like, brr, good thing I had a jacket in the truck.
Yeah. Jackson, how about you? Let's talk temps for a minute.
Just cold.
Just cold. Miserable.
You know how I am around the cold.
Yeah.
So terrible. Cranky.
We'll meet again in April. That's how I feel. Like, I'm done until April.
See
and then
you
I'll
later.
I'll be jolly again come that time. But my hands have not been warm since, like, 2 weeks ago.
Well, technology would let us do it all remotely. We could all go to our favorite warm destination and just kind of like,
yes.
We'll all just dial in the morning.
That sounds amazing.
Let's do it.
Justin, for the first time, let's do the Showbiz Beat.
Hey, PRA Health Sciences is seeking healthy men for a clinical research study. Volunteers could get up to $5,500 for time and travel. Call them at 801-269-8200. Royal news. This just in, Meghan Markle, Prince Harry pregnant. Yeah!
Big exciting news. Baby shower. I can't wait. There's going to be baby coverage, baby watch.
All right, so here's what I know. It says Meghan had a successful 12-week scan suggesting that the baby was conceived late July, which means the baby would be due sometime late April.
Okay.
That's 10 weeks after they were married.
I was trying to do the math in my head, but I was terrible at it.
It was not the honeymoon night, but it was 10 weeks after. Still honeymooning, though, is what they were doing.
There was so much. There was a royal wedding over the weekend. Jackson, I'm sure you were there watching the whole thing, as you do with royal weddings.
You know how much I just love the royals.
Jackson is not into the royal family the
They're
way we
ridiculous.
Are.
No.
But, man, there was a. They looked good. As they walked down, Harry, Meghan, and then you had William and Kate, they were showing affection. I was like, this is a. It's a very loose. A monarchy compared to how it used to be. They're not stiff as the old guard.
No, they're game changers, aren't they?
Yeah, they really are.
The other thing, though, I was reading this morning that they were flying to Amsterdam over the weekend, and their plane got hit by lightning.
Oh, no way.
Yeah, so they landed. Everything was fine. They didn't mess with any of the electronics on it, but still, nonetheless, it'd be freaky, wouldn't it?
Yeah.
We know how much you love that kind of stuff.
Anything with planes scares me. I would take a train everywhere if it didn't take 30 hours to go 5 miles.
Yeah, you'd be calling me, hey, can you pick me up at 3 a.m. at the train station? No.
It's true.
Other big news, Ariana Grande and Pete Davidson have ended their relationship. They were saying that too much too soon. Here's my take on this whole thing, is that Pete didn't play the Mac Miller situation right.
Is that what you think happened?
I'm thinking, because it did say that she's been emotional, had a lot on her mind, and a lot after she had learned about Mac Miller. I think he, instead of embracing, the wedge. He was pushed away.
Are you saying he was like almost like a jealous type?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
How do you know that?
This is Justin's.
This is my opinion of the whole
opinion.
Thing.
Opinion.
Because the whole thing took a turn after Mac Miller. He played the situation wrong.
Or is it just 22-year-olds being 22-year-olds?
Could be, but.
And they fell in love too hard, too fast, and now they're not together anymore.
I thought they were going to be together forever. So I believe in true love, unlike the two of you.
How was it if you're them and you're like, the whole world says, I told you so?
It doesn't help.
No.
I bet it doesn't help.
Not one bit.
I didn't watch SNL. If anyone watched it this weekend, was Pete on? Did he reference anything?
Well, it kind of explains why the tattoo was covered up.
Oh.
Yeah, you know, because obviously he knew there was trouble before we did.
That's right.
So he's kind of explaining stuff. All right, that is the Showbiz Beat.
Thanks, Justin. Jackson took a bunch of photos of goats.
Yeah. They were at the wedding venue. I officiated a wedding this weekend. And there were a bunch of goats at the venue, so I was just feeding them sticks of leaves.
Sure.
Yeah.
As one does.
That's what they eat.
Is this where you ran into a buddy who still has a blankie?
No, I actually thought about this earlier this weekend. For some reason, it just jogged my memory.
Yeah.
There was a contestant on The Biggest Loser, one of my castmates, who brought his baby blanket with him.
Yeah.
He's 34.
Mm-hmm.
He has taken this thing everywhere. It looks like a tattered Revolutionary War flag.
I get it.
Like, it is messed up looking.
Well, 34 years in.
Yeah. And he takes it everywhere. He still sleeps with it every night, no matter where he goes.
How big is this blankie at this point in time?
At this point, it's just like a strip of fabric.
Right, that's, like
that's
it, right?
It is. Yeah.
Now, does he do something with it specifically? Like, lay it on Did he tell you, like, he lays it on top of himself? Does he, like,
he snuggles it?
He snuggles with the blankie.
He balls this gross wad of fabric and dirt into a ball and just holds it.
Did you guys do anything like that? Did you ever have, like, a blankie or a stuffed animal you brought into adulthood?
No, but my brother was that way.
Really?
Yeah, he was one to where my mom just, over the years, kept making it smaller. Until it was, like, just a little 6x6 square.
Right.
Right.
Something you could, like, fold up and put in your pocket,
right,
like, in a tuxedo.
So, yeah, as he got older, it kept getting smaller.
Jackson?
Well, I would have carried my blanket forever because I was a real late bloomer. Mm. Sucked my thumb forever, yeah. You know, that sort of thing. But my grandma one day decided that I was too old for a blanket at, like, 4 or 5.
Uh-huh.
She went underneath the house and buried it.
Did she really?
She buried my whoopee underneath the trailer. Oh, yeah. I was devastated.
I could think she brought you outside and just, like, lit it on fire and made you watch it burn.
Yeah, dude, it was messed up.
But, man, burying it's actually worse than lighting it on fire.
Oh, like, isn't that worse?
Yes.
Yeah, because you know where it's at.
It's like the pet cemetery. I was expecting it to come back evil.
I never did, but my wife Jen, she had a blanket, and, like, I'm telling you, even until, like, our mid 20s, maybe about the time we got married, she got rid of this thing.
Gotcha.
But it was like your friend who was on The Biggest Loser. Like, this thing was tattered and faded.
Yeah, messed up.
Barely a blanket anymore. It was just like this weird swatch of fabric that she found, like, at a Michael's or something, and she carried around. And I was always like, why? What are you doing with this thing?
Some kind of security, huh?
And she would tuck it in the pillow, like...
Inside the pillowcase?
Yes. And it was the strangest thing to me for the longest time. And now it disappeared. Maybe she buried it underneath one of our houses.
Maybe she buried it under the house.
If you're an adult, how long did you have your blankie for? Or maybe it was a stuffed animal.
Something.
That's fine.
Something from childhood.
Yeah.
Right.
We want to hear from you. You can give us a call or text us. What did you call it, Jackson? Your woobie?
My woobie.
Your woobie?
Yeah.
Did you give it that name, or is that like a...
I guess.
Okay.
I don't know.
I asked that because I got a text and someone else used the term woobie.
Have you never heard of a woobie?
No, I've never called that.
Carrying your woobie around.
No, that is not a thing. We're asking you, like, what did you, do you still have, like, your blanket or your stuffed animal from childhood? Mac says, my wife has had her woobie since the day she was born. She's 24 now.
There's quite a few people. I'm kind of shocked by this.
This text says, I still have my childhood baby doll. I'm 29, and my grandma gave it to me when I was 2. It sits on the shelf by my bed.
I don't think that's weird. I feel like it's cool to have, like, a little memento here and there.
At least it's been put to the shelf.
Right.
Yeah.
Like, you're not still, like, carrying this thing around and wrestling with it during the day or, like, drooling on
it's
it.
It's not in bed with you every night.
Right.
You're not giving it shots and making it breakfast and stuff.
Like, yeah, because I have my stuffed animal from a kid, and I keep trying to get the kids to, like, have it be theirs, and they will not have it.
They're like, Dad, this is gross.
Yeah, they're like, this is a terrible frog. Why would you want me to carry this thing around?
This is an old, gross frog. Right, why exactly. Are you doing this?
I'm 24 and still have my blanket. I'll bring it on sleepovers. It's the only way I sleep. I think, like, yeah.
Hold on.
Adult sleepovers is what I'm thinking.
I'm sorry.
Uh-huh.
What would you do?
Where would you put the blanket?
Well, just like if someone showed up to your doorstep with a blanket. Yeah.
Like Linus?
You have to tell them goodbye, right?
I don't really think that any of these are really big blankets anymore. You know, like, it's probably hidden in the purse or like in your pocket because it's probably like Jen's, right?
Well, it's
small.
It's small.
Yeah, but if they're coming over to your house to sleep over, it's going to come up.
I can just slip it right there in the pillowcase.
And... It's a conversation starter is what it is.
So, blanket.
So you brought your blanket, huh? Raymond says, my wife is 43 and we've been married 24 years. She still has her childhood blankie on her bed. I'm pretty sure she's going to go to the casket with her.
At that point, you got it, right?
I'm 33 and I still sleep with my ratty pink, well, now more brownish pink baby blanket.
Oh, bummer.
My husband threatens to burn it every day. Yep.
I give your husband permission to just go ahead and take that out.
Just think of the germs on these things
at this
point.
Yeah. Because you can wash it, but there's still bacteria that kind of grows inside of the fibers.
Like 33 years of drool.
It's like one of those nice pans. You know, you don't actually ever clean the pan. You want to keep it seasoned.
Right.
I feel the same way about your blankie.
It's
you don't want to wash
blanket.
It. Yeah, you just want to keep it seasoned.
It's gross. It's all stiff.
Back to Choose the News. Three stories to pick from. Justin's story is...
I got five ways that autumn is trying to kill you.
Jackson.
And you thought John Jacob Jingleheimer Schmidt was a long name.
I got, hey, we both wasted money on nothing. See, Rebecca says, I'm dying to know John's story. Love listening to part of you guys each morning and the rest of you on the podcast. Thank you.
Thanks.
Just hit 100,000 downloads on our podcast. Yeah. It's huge, yeah. Thomas says, gonna go with John today. You've been on a roll. Don't jack it up. That's fair. True. That's definitely fair. Yeah. Let's see. Morning, this is Jamie. I vote for John Jacob, the long name. Now I have it in my head. Love you guys. Thanks, Jamie. Troy says, I knew autumn was trying to kill me. I just thought it was the end of my summer blues. I need to know exactly how. Avery and Stacy love listening on the way to school. Think my story seems funny, but Stacy wants to hear Jackson's story. Elizabeth is saying, I'm voting for the name story. I want to see if they can get longer than my Hawaiian niece's and nephew's name.
Oh, I'll bet it can.
This one can?
Oh, yeah. This one's crazy.
Really? Mm. All right, let's see as we tally up the votes on this Monday. Again, John Legend tickets for those who voted today. The winner with 43% of the votes. Justin!
Yeah! Okay, I got five ways that autumn is trying to kill you. I'm going to see if you guys agree or disagree. Number one, sun glare. As the days get shorter, the sun is directly into your eyeballs during peak commute times. God, when you're driving west on the way home.
It really is the worst.
You cannot see. Sometimes I'm like, how am I going to tell if the light changes? Like if you're the lead car.
Yeah.
Like, is it green? Is it red?
I just keep driving.
Yeah. You know?
I figured also, everyone will stop for me.
Right. Yeah. They could. Wet leaves on the ground, they get slippery, and they can cause lots of falls. Some even car crashes. Plus, they can hide road hazards like potholes.
Wait a minute. Is this a Choose the News story, or did you just take my Advocate commercials from last week that I was telling these stories about?
If I had listened to your Advocate commercial, okay. I would say I ripped it off, but I did not. So this is new to me. Also, deer. They're saying that this is the peak time of year for deer to come down. Is this really your Advocate?
This is literally what I said all last week when I was talking about the Advocates.
Okay, how about this one? Did you have the fireplaces in your Advocates commercial?
I didn't talk about fireplaces.
Okay, fireplaces are involved in 23,000 house fires every single year. Most of them happen in the fall.
That makes sense.
I feel like this is just stuff that you should be aware of year-round.
Well, this is fall, though. It's like it's rare and it's ugly head at you.
I get torn apart when I do a bad story like Justin.
That's what I'm trying to get at.
And then Justin's over there like, did you know that it gets cold in the winter and people can freeze.
There's an uptick in candle-related fires starting in October. So candles are trying to burn your house down. And those are five ways fall is trying to kill you.
Boo!
I don't see any text messages, man. It's just you.
Kaylee text saying, thanks for hosting the pet costume contest. I work at H&M and timed her break so she could come hang out with all the animals on Saturday at University Place Mall. That is really cool.
That's awesome.
We have photos of our pet costume contest up on our Instagram page, Mix1051 Utah. The good stories, mine and Jackson's, are up on our website. Justin. Let's get to the showbiz beat.
Hey, Nightmare on 13th, their team of specialists have spent the past year crafting new nightmares just for you. They're open Monday through Saturday. Check them out at nightmareon13th.com for more info. So it's not surprising that Saturday Night Live opened with just jobbing at Kanye West this past week.
Yeah,
because,
right?
Because, well, Kanye just basically bugging everyone, including what we're saying is the Kardashians, that maybe they've had enough of everything that is all Kanye.
You better watch out, because once Chris is done with you, you're dead for.
And that's why I opened this, because he's bad for the brand.
He is terrible for the brand.
And I guarantee Chris is like, dude, we got to get him out of this picture because he's not good for the brand.
Do you see an end to the Kim and Kanye, or do you see him quieting down and kind of going back into the background?
I say Kim is going to have enough. That's really what's going to happen. I bet you before... Before the first of the year, we're gonna see some kind of a trouble with the relationship.
You're saying before January 1st, 2019, you're gonna see Kim and Kanye split up.
I think so.
Okay, write it down. Put it up there on the wall.
Right now.
Do you not see the writing on the wall here? Do you think that Chris is gonna allow this to happen? Because she has spent her entire life building this brand that Kanye is now making a mockery of.
I see Kanye ending up going in for some help, and I see Kim sticking it out with him.
They're saying that they're getting death threats now, too, because of his rants.
For some help? What is he getting help with? He's just crazy.
How do you get help for crazy?
Yeah. You can get help for crazy.
But he's not dangerous. He's just saying stupid things.
They're saying, though, he used to be on medication for years, and it's ever since he got off medication is when his rants began. So that's what,
Well, you can't force pills down someone's throat is all I'm going to say about
Chris
it.
Kris Jenner can.
Yeah, she can. She'll grind it up and put it in your food. Don't underestimate that woman, huh?
Scary, scary, Chris. I know.
So, Venom was the big winner at the box office over the weekend, too, which shocked me for a movie that's gotten mediocre reviews that it's now pulled in $142 million.
And I was shocked to see how poorly the First Man did. Third place.
Text
us at 844-649-1051 because it kind of bombed is what they're saying. Now, A Star is Born, which Jackson, you saw.
And I love it.
And it did well, still at number two.
Right. But The First Man's a movie that I would go see. It's my kind of movie.
A biopic?
Yeah. So I'm kind of curious to see how that whole thing came about.
And Ryan Gosling's just so handsome.
So we talked about Lethal Weapon that Damon Wayans is going to be leaving. Well, it's got a two-episode extension that he's going to stick around for.
Okay.
And he's still going to be doing some TV. I guess his son, Damon Wayans Jr., plays on Happy Together.
Mm-hmm.
Well, now he's going to be joining that as the dad that we see once in a while.
So did he leave Lethal Weapon for a better show?
You think?
Is that what it was?
That's
like one
I'm
of
thinking.
Those moves?
Or left Lethal Weapon for a show where he didn't have to do as much because he's just too old.
Just in and out. You're not there every day.
It's like an action show also where you got to be like running.
Yeah.
And now it's a sitcom where you don't have to. You can just stand.
He's on the couch.
He's like, yeah, I'll take the standing job.
All right, guys, that's the Showbiz Beat.
Thanks, Justin.
Airing your dirty laundry goes so much better over the radio.
Settling your differences one Monday at a time with Mediation Monday.
What's up, Riley?
Hey, everybody.
Hi. So, what's happening? Tell us, who are you fighting with right now?
Well, I'm actually fighting with my husband, unfortunately.
Okay, I'm sorry about that. Does it have to do with, like an affair or cheating? I only say that because we came off of a pretty strong Fiancé Friday.
Yes, we did.
Yeah. No, it's nothing like that. It's mainly about Elijah, my husband. He's not being very supportive, and I'm starting a new career, and it's making a big gap between us.
Well, congratulations on the new career. That's cool.
Oh, thank you.
So what exactly are you looking for us to do?
Well, I kind of want you to call him and get him to be a productive member of the team.
of your new career team? Like are you?
Yeah.
Okay.
So I'm actually, it's a new endeavor, and it's my own business. And it takes a lot of work and a lot of time, but that just means that I need a strong support system. And he's my husband, and I've always supported him, and I need him to support me. This is a new kind of strange job that I've never done before, but I'm so excited about. And I just kind of want him to get on board.
And you said you're running your own business, so it's not just a new career, but this is something that you've opened up on your own?
Yes, I'm actually an Instagram influencer, and I know that sounds fake, but it really is a job that people make a lot of money at. And I'm passionate about pictures and blogging, and it's something that I've always wanted to do. I'm actually a food blogger. So, like, I make pastries, and I take pictures of them and put the recipes up, and we chat. And it's something that I've always wanted to do because I love to cook, but I also love social media. It's something that I really took to. And so I know he thinks it's dumb, and I know he doesn't get it, and that it really is just kind of killing me a little bit, you know?
Okay, well, I mean, I know there's a lot of money to be an Instagram influencer, so I know that much about it. And obviously, it sounds like your husband has not been as supportive as you're looking for. Do you want us just to call Elijah and try to talk to him and see if we can try to get him on board with the new team?
Yes, I would love that.
Okay, we'll get his number and we'll call him next. Okay, cool. We were able to get Elijah on, who has been listening in. Morning, Elijah.
Hey guys, how's it going?
Good. So we were talking off air, and you kind of heard me right now talk about how your wife is really looking for some support as she starts this new endeavor.
Yeah. Hey, babe.
Hi.
Kind of putting me on the spot here a little bit.
I know. All right. I'm sorry.
Okay. I thought we talked about this, but I guess it wasn't super clear. Babe, I've been supportive. When you started this whole thing, I was supportive. The problem is that you've been doing this for nearly a year, and it's just not working out. Look, everyone and their mom is doing this whole influencer thing and Instagram thing and trying to be famous and making money, and that's awesome. And it works for some people. The problem is that it just doesn't work for everybody. And you don't even have 1,000 followers, babe. Oh. So, I mean, realize, like, it's not – like, I think it's a great hobby, but as far as, like, a career – like, I tried to be supportive in the beginning, but it's just not working out, and I think you can keep this going on the side, but, like, we need to do something else.
It takes time, Elijah. Like, it's not going to be something that's an instant thing. You have to build relationships. You have to get people to trust you. This is not something that is going to happen in a month or two. It may take 2 years. It may take three. But I have supported you. I've supported you in everything you wanted to do. Why can't you support me? I know you think it's dumb. You have said dumb blog before, and that just kills me. This is what
I have to do. It's just not working out. Look, you're not making any money off this, and I understand that you have high hopes.
Not yet.
But it's just not going to work out. Look, there are so many people trying to do the same thing, and it's just it doesn't work out for everybody. It works out for, like, maybe 1% of those people. And what you should be doing, and I've said this a million times, is make something and sell it and build these things and sell it. And you can also take pictures of these things, but you're making money at the same time by selling these products and selling these things. What you're doing is you're making food, which is awesome, but you're not making money. You're trying to just post these pictures and hope that it's going to get a good response. But in reality, if you start, like, maybe make your own Etsy shop at the same time, so where you can actually, you know, be making money that way and still take pictures and, you know what I mean?
Babe,
like, we need to be smarter business.
It's not about selling. It's about sharing my knowledge. It's about giving people the love for food and baking that I have. And I'm not going to just, like, make cookies and sell them. That's not what I'm passionate about. I'm passionate about sharing and having people understand how to cook and why to cook with certain ingredients. You know this. You know how health-inspired my recipes are and how that's what keep going me going. Like, you have to be more supportive than this. You can't just tell me, oh, 1% makes it, and that's totally not going to be you, babe.
Look, I know that you want to do this so much. I understand your passion, and I don't think you should stop. What I think you should stop doing, though, is trying to make this your career. This can be like a side thing, and that's awesome. But the fact that you're putting all your time and effort into this thing that's just not working out, look, I love that you have hopes and dreams, but, like, we need to, like, face reality here.
Face reality? Nice, Elijah. That's really supportive right there.
I've been there like Elijah, where I've said one thing
one word too many.
And I'm like, wait, no, come back out of my mouth, come back.
But I mean, I totally get where Elijah's coming from on this, though, because let's call it like it is. This job's more of a hobby than a...
It could start as a hobby, but it could be something.
Exactly. What about getting a job right now to kind of help out with things?
No, because I have to put 100% dedication to this. Do you know how long it takes to edit photos? How long it takes to get lighting just right? If I do not do everything that I need to do with these pictures, I have to start over, and that's a waste of time. If I don't put everything I have into what this needs to be, it will not be, and that's not acceptable. I am not going to face reality, Elijah. I'm going to work my hardest and try and just freaking make my dream come true, and no one's going to hold me back.
That's the problem right there, is the fact that you're not going to face reality. You just said that out of your mouth. Like, the reality is that, like, 1% or the
your reality, Elijah, not mine.
Make it. Look, would it be smart if I was like, you know what? I'm gonna buy lottery tickets for a living. From now on, that's my career. And you got to be supportive in me in that. And some people make it big. But, you here, the smallest margin of those people make it big.
I'll have you know that's Justin's retirement plan.
Lottery tickets. You got to play to win.
What if we do this? Do you mind if we take some text messages and we just get some advice and we hear from other people who are out there, and maybe they have a good point of view that we're not thinking of today for both you, Riley, and Elijah? Would that work?
Sure.
Yeah, I guess.
Perfect. Then why don't you call or you can text us right now?
I will tell you, as the texts come in here, split. For example, this says husband should be more supportive to a point, but it's also his job as a life partner to keep you on the right track. Other people said Riley needs to leave him, which I think is a little that's to the extreme.
Yeah, there, man.
Yeah, excessive.
That's it. We're done.
Let's see. If she has no progress to show after a year, then he is right. She needs to face reality. Sorry, we just updated this thing. But if she has some progress of any kind, then they need to sit down together and set a timeline to say, you have this amount of progress or it's over. What do you think? She's been doing it for about a year, is what that, I believe that's what Riley said.
If it's, you know what, if it's not happening in a year, I think that, or at least if it's not, it's just showing signs of working, you might need to move on to something else. It's really hard to break into that.
But at the same time, it's hard to break into anything in showbiz. And like, if she was an actress, would you have the same response as her wanting to be an Instagram influencer?
Yeah. Okay. I'd say go be a waitress in the meantime. Say that
because a lot of them are waitresses and stuff at night or on the side while they're trying to become an actor or actress.
John, like I said, I've got three jobs to support my radio habit.
Right.
So yeah. I don't feel bad for her. She can go get a job.
It's so funny. Cooper just said, I'm an actor and a performer. I'm following my dreams, but I also have a full-time job paying the bills. Mm-hmm. Following your dreams does not mean that the rent does not come due.
Exactly.
You can't pay off of hope and dreams? Is that not how mortgages work?
No.
Really?
And I've gotten offers many times to get paid an exposure, and then I tried to tell my landlord, hey, I'm going to pay you an exposure.
It just doesn't work that way,
they
does
don't
it?
Like it.
No.
They don't think it's funny.
Full-time job, and I run three nonprofit organizations, and I'm a single mom, just saying, like, hey, listen, you can do it all at the same time. This says Elijah has been more than patient with her hobby and is being realistic. She's too emotionally invested and is clouding her judgment. She can take time in evenings or weekends to do this. This says, here's a compromise. Write a cookbook. Make a YouTube channel with how-to videos. Create external.com blog with a custom URL. You got to increase your marketing. So this person's saying, hey, you can't just have the Instagram page. You got to do a lot more than that.
Okay.
Yeah.
Sure.
But she said she wanted to be an Instagram influencer, though. So I...
But you need other ways to become
trying,
the
she's
influencer.
She's trying to craft her craft right there.
Well, you can't just be famous because you're on Instagram. You have to be... Like, that's the way people become influencers, is that they have big followings on other channels, then they get big on Instagram.
This text says maybe the husband needs to take a second job. I don't know if that's a real text or they're just saying it tongue-in-cheek. I don't know.
I'm sorry. If you're playing on Instagram all day while I'm working two jobs, there is a problem.
Yes. I'm not going to fly at your house.
No.
We'll keep taking your text for this Mediation Monday as we try to help out Elijah and Riley.
It's a hobby, not a career.
And a lot of people are texting exactly that this sounds like a hobby at this point in time. Maybe the hobby can become a career, but it's not there yet.
No.
This text says, I think Riley is being extremely selfish. Her husband has been more than understanding and is still saying she can do what she would like, but it sounds like he needs help with the bills.
Well, he's been doing this for a year now, so it's not like he didn't give it a shot.
You know, a few people have said, listen, if it's not sticking in a few months, you got to move on. I feel like you do need longer than that, though.
You definitely do to get your foot in the door. But again,
you start part-time.
You're, first of all, a year in.
Yeah.
You start part-time while you're working part-time, and then eventually you can go into full-time.
Jonathan says, are your finances in trouble? Like, without her getting a job, will you lose your house or car? Is the Instagram hurting your relationship? Do you no longer have time for each other? Because if the answer to those is no, just let her keep going and support her. But if the answer is yes, you both need to work together to find a way to fix it. Now, I'll say this. It was not the husband who called us. So I don't know where they are financially. It was Riley saying, I wanted more support from my husband to be involved.
Yeah, but I feel like if she was just really into it as a hobby and he didn't, like if they weren't in financial trouble, he wouldn't say anything.
Ninja from Fortnite was a professional gamer for 7 years before making it big. That only worked because both he and his wife were working actual paying jobs, and he treated the gaming as a side deal to make it big. And now I hear Fortnite's gone okay.
I hear it has.
It's my understanding, it's the new Dance Dance Revolution. In my house, we have little art bins that the kids keep all their stuff in.
Yeah, for crafts and things like that.
And the kids know if they want me to, you know, really be proud of their artwork, if they want it up on the old fridge, you better throw some googly eyes on there. Because to me, nothing tickles me like a good googly eye on a photo.
They really make it pop.
I love it so much. And I saw the story, so I had to share it with you. Savannah, Georgia police are looking for a prankster who glued googly eyes on a statue of American Revolutionary War figure right in the Times Square.
That's awesome.
Oh, that's amazing.
Police are going to charge the prankster with criminal trespassing. It's about a $500 charge.
It's a sticker.
But the photo is hilarious because it's like this old, think of like the Revolutionary statue, you know, with the hat and everything and like the musket in the hand.
Yes.
And there's just these two like googly eyes right smack in the middle.
That's hilarious. But did you just say $500 in damage?
Yes. No, $500 fine.
Yeah. For a sticker.
Oh.
For the sticker.
Oh, I was like, how is that $500 in damage?
A googly eye you could take off with your nail.
Let it go.
Just pop it off.
Pick it off or a cold day it'll fall off.
New Kids on the Block, Danny Wood.
Hey, how you doing?
Danny, pretty excited, man. We just made the big announcement last week. You're coming back to town June 6th next year at the Vivint Smart Home Arena.
Very exciting, man. Very exciting.
New Kids on the Block, Salt and Peppa, Tiffany, Debbie Gibson, Naughty by Nature.
Dude.
Did you just put together like a wish list of like all the acts that were big with New Kids on the Block? And you said, let's just go out on tour.
Well, this all comes from we have put on this music festival called the Mixtape Festival. And some of these groups have played on it. Naughty by Nature, we've been friends with them for a while. So this was kind of seemed like the next step for us is to kind of put together a lineup like this and take it across the country.
On the phone with us, New Kids on the Block, Danny Wood. Danny, I got to tell you that Monroe, who does middays here on Mix, is the biggest New Kids on the Block fan. And she pushed her way into the studio.
Yeah,
she
I was like, she's not really on the show, but she definitely made it a part today.
Literally pushed my way in. I am nice. Super excited. Dude, you guys, I actually bought tickets on the pre-sale. Front row. We got the VIP package, Danny. Nice. We're taking a picture together.
You did the whole thing, man. You're ready to go.
The whole shebang. My family probably won't eat for the next couple months, but whatever.
Danny, does it get old or to hear the excitement of someone like Monroe, or do you still go like, wow, man, this is awesome?
No, it's awesome. I mean, we're so lucky to be, you know, this is 10 years back together since 2008. So we're just so lucky to be doing this again. And, you know, for us to have this second chance to, like, really do it the way we want to do it and, you know, we control whatever, you know, we want to do. And it's very satisfying. And, I mean, every time we put, you know, we put a tour on sale or something, I feel so blessed.
What about when you've done like the cruise ships before, right? Like,
yeah, we do one every year. Actually, the 10th one is next week.
Oh, no way.
We've talked about these guys that can't hide. I bet you he can't hide on the ship.
What do you do? Where do you go? Because that's a lot of Monroes chasing you.
Well, we have a section of the boat that's kind of blocked off. Honestly, we don't try to hide. We're out there taking selfies with people, and like that's why the cruise does so well and people want to be on it so much is that we don't hide. We're out there, you know, enjoying the fans and having fun and interacting with them the whole time.
Well, that's cool because you know what you're getting into then.
Yeah, this is number 10. We know. We're good with it.
Trapped on a boat in the middle of the ocean with New Kids on the Block. That is a good time.
And no cell phone service, no nothing. You're trapped. Everyone's trapped.
I'm sold. I'll be
like
there next year.
Like dropping these poor guys in the cougar cage. Right. Just a bunch of hungry cougs.
New Kids on the Block, Danny Wood.
I went to the show last year, and like literally, they've still got it. Like it is exactly what you'd expect. It seems like not even a day went by.
Were you front row last year also?
Danny, I was front row last year. You may remember me. I was the crazy drunk lady pounding on the stage trying to get your attention the whole night.
There was a few of those.
He's like, actually. He's like, I don't want to single you out, but we do have a picture of you on our warning list.
Beware of this one.
New Kids on the Block's Danny Wood, Salt and Peppa, Tiffany, Debbie Gibson, Naughty by Nature, June 6th, Vivint Smart Home Arena. All the info up on our website. Danny, thanks for taking some time, and we're going to try to keep Monroe away from you when you get into town. Okay?
I'll see you in 6 months.
See you in the front row.
Better, man.
Jackson, you like all those murder podcasts, right?
Big fan.
Yeah, Justin, you're not really into the...
Nah.
Well, I don't know if you've heard about this one yet on your podcast. A woman in Florida stabbed and killed her husband back in June.
Sure.
Her excuse was... She slipped on some dog poop with a knife in her hand and accidentally fell into him.
No, that's a lie.
Could happen.
So the detectives went and they're like, there's not dog poop anywhere in this living room. Like, what are you saying there? And she said, well, no, well, I didn't mean dog poop. What I meant was we were turning the corner at the same time, and the knife was out, and I accidentally just stabbed him when he turned the corner.
I accidentally stabbed him 80 times.
Right, exactly. Right. I kept falling right into him. Are you both ready for my amazing fact of the day?
Yeah, what do you got?
The fast food chain Popeyes is not named after the cartoon character.
What?
It's named after Gene Hackman's character, Popeye Doyle, from the movie The French Connection.
I get that.
You get that?
Well, yeah.
Did you watch The French Connection?
It has that whole French thing, and so yes, it works.
Oh.
Louisiana French.
I thought it was that Popeye. Oh. All right, podcast friends, thanks for downloading our podcast. We actually we celebrated a pretty big moment for us. Milestone, would you call it?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
We hit over 100,000 downloads.
That's huge.
Yeah, that doesn't count online plays, like people going to the website and clicking. That's just how many of you have downloaded it onto your phone or iPod and listened to it later.
Which is so cool, which means if you know someone who's like who listens to podcasts, like we have Camilla here in the building who like listens to podcasts 24/7.
She won't listen to our show,
no,
but she'll listen to the podcast.
She's all about podcasts. So you need to tell like your Camilla, like, hey, you should download this podcast. And you know how to do it. Just have them text podcast to 844-649-1051. All right, Justin's terrible.
You know what?
Terrible choosing
a win
story.
For the day. So.
One. But at what cost, Justin? At what cost?
A little bit of heckling.
No one's going to trust Justin moving forward.
Let me tell you, from a man who's been put in the penalty box quite a few times for bad stories.
So I just need to kind of phone it in the rest of the week because I'm not going to get picked anyway.
Yeah,
huh?
You might as well. Yeah. Don't even pull a story. Just
don't
make up
bother.
A fake tease.
Right, okay.
Peanut butter is good for you?
Yeah. Ghosts? Like,
exactly.
That's all Justin's story.
Jackson, what was your story?
So my story comes to us from Wolverhampton, England, which I think is a very cool town name.
Yeah.
A 10-year-old girl has 25 middle names.
I'm sorry.
25 middle names. Her dad is apparently big into boxing legends.
Sure.
So she got her middle name after a bunch of different boxers. Her sister has Autumn has 11. So this girl's full name is Willow Sullivan Corbett Fitzsimmons Jeffries Hartburns Johnson Willard Dempsey Tooney Schmeling Sharkey Canara Bear Braddock Lewis Charles Wilcott Marciano. Patterson, Johansson, Liston, Clay, Frazier, Fairman, Taylor Brown.
It's wordy.
Willow Brown.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's too many things.
I have a weird thing with middle names anyways, in the sense of I don't get them. I don't understand the point of it. Like, even when we were trying to figure out my son Liam, I do, yeah, it's Matthew.
Oh.
Yeah.
Cute.
And Liam's middle name is John.
Okay.
And Ella's is Morgan. I don't know, what are your guys' middle names? Do you have one?
Yeah, Collier.
Collier.
Yeah, it's a family name.
Collier.
C-O-L-L-I-E-R.
See, that's cool. That's
there you go.
Dapper. That's fresh.
Mm. What about you, Jackson?
Witt. Also a family name.
Oh, yeah.
W-H-I-T-T.
To me, though, it's like, what's the point? I don't get it. I've never, even like when we were trying to figure them out for the kids,
I think
who cares?
I don't think it's necessary. I think it's a way to honor a family. So like, my mom, my grandparents kind of helped raise me for the first couple of years.
Mm-hmm.
So she wanted to honor them by giving my middle name their last name.
Got it.
But then my sister's middle name is Dreen, which is not a thing. It's not a name.
Just came out of nowhere?
Yeah. I think my mom was trying to say Jean because her middle name was Jean. But she was really on drugs and spelled it. She was on like a lot of pain meds. And so she spelled it like J-R-E-E-N, Dreen Alexander.
My sister... They wanted her middle name to be Marie.
Yeah.
But I'm not sure what happened, but they ended up putting our last name as her middle name. So her legal name is Caitlin Watkins Watkins.
That's amazing.
And they just never fixed it because they were like, yeah, well, who cares?
Really?
It's a middle name.
Yeah. Middle names don't matter.
Right. Yeah. All right. I don't know yet if this is the dumbest website or the most genius, but there's a website called whopaid99cents.com.
Okay, what is that?
It's very simple. It offers you the chance to pay 99 cents to see who else paid 99 cents. And that is it. A never-ending hall of mirrors filled with people paying to see who paid 99
no
cents.
No kidding. Just somebody's reaping the benefit off of this.
I kind
of
want to
huh?
pay 99
I
cents.
I knew it. It's for people like Jackson. Yeah. The website was created by a computer entertainment company in Brooklyn called Thinko, more as a viral stunt than a way to make money. We're not really sure who's done it, but I guarantee you more people than we like to admit
probably
have paid the 99 cents.
Huh.
Because even when I read it, I was like, well, it's just 99 cents. And that's,
well, that's
how you
the
get
thing.
Someone.
It's a dollar.
Yeah.
It's not even a dollar.
Yes.
You can't get anything for 99 cents anymore.
We need that kind of an idea.
Yeah.
I don't know what it is.
We'll do the 50 cent.
Yes. Yeah.
Or a better deal.
Who paid 50 cents?
Yeah, it's a better deal than the other one.
Hilarious.
Did you see that UpRocks claims that 400,000 people registered to vote because of Taylor Swift? When she went to...
Right.
Interesting.
When she did two things. One was her Instagram post where she was actually promoting two Nashville Democrats. And then the other thing was when she was on the AMAs, she actually told everyone to get out and just vote. And they're saying her influence is that strong that they're attributing 400,000 votes to her.
I feel like that's so hard to measure, though, because voter registration always kind of turns up around this time.
My guess is it was the peak within right afterwards to a few days, and they're like, wow, we don't usually see that kind of a peak ever. Or maybe they average what they usually see. I don't know, man.
I think statistics are all kind of lame anyway.
I am in a statistics class right now, and let me tell you. Yep.
They don't make sense.
Oh,
like,
it's the worst class.
You could sample every person in the United States, mm-hmm. and it still wouldn't be a big enough sample to consider it a worldwide sample.
Well, they always, and then that was like, and so I'm in this class, and they're like, you know, it's really more just a sample, an idea.
An estimate.
A belief.
Yeah.
It's not a fact. I'm like, cool. Thanks
like,
for that.
I could right now tell you that 10% of Americans can't get enough, you know, raw frog. They love eating raw frog.
Who doesn't?
10% of Americans
10%
do?
10% of it. One in every mm-hmm. 10 Americans wow. love eating a raw frog
here
every day.
You know, this guy right here. Give me some of that raw frog.
Gross.
All right. And finally, a guy in Bristol, Tennessee was mowing the lawn when his 76-year-old father came after him with a chainsaw.
Ooh.
The dad's name is Douglas. It's not clear what they were arguing about, but it was some kind of ongoing feud that they had. And the son had to defend himself by running his dad over with the lawnmower.
Right? They got into it.
That's crazy. That's amazing.
Douglas suffered serious injuries. He ended up losing a leg. It happened last week, but cops didn't arrest Douglas until, or it happened in June, but cops didn't arrest Douglas until last week because he was still recovering. His son, the one who mowed over his dad, isn't facing any charges.
He was defending himself.
Because enough people saw this man running at his son with a chainsaw.
I feel like there should be some charges on both sides here.
Yeah, but why?
No,
if someone runs
no
after,
way.
If someone tries to kill you and you defend yourself, why are you going to jail?
I don't know, because if you took somebody's leg off the lawnmower, it's got to be something.
He was going to chainsaw you to death, Justin.
The whole thing's crazy.
If you come at me with a chainsaw, you have to kind of expect that I'm going to put up a fight and you might lose a leg.
Or Justin's the kind of person on the jury where the robber falls through the skylight and hurts himself and then gives like the robber money for
Dad.
Being in there. Justin's like, well, you know,
well,
it's,
you know,
if they hadn't
it's
landed
his job.
On that
he
knife
needs some
that
kind
you
of a workman's comp.
Right.
That.
Yeah, exactly. You come at me with a chainsaw, I'm coming at you with a lawnmower. Come at me with a lawnmower, I'm coming at you with a weed whacker. Just keeps going.
If you come at me with a weed whacker, I'm coming at you with a lawsuit.
Thanks for listening to our podcast. We'll have a brand new episode tomorrow, which is also National Bosses Day. Bye-bye.